Now, last week, around this time, actually, we had the editor himself of the Brentwood Gazette in the studio, and we feted him. You know, we had the red carpet, we had the canapes, we had the champagne, hoping that he might come back, not thinking that he actually would. We thought perhaps he'd send one of his minions, but he's back. Alan Woods is back, the editor himself.
And as if he's dressed in the red carpet today, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, and we forgot to roll the red carpet out, and you've got the red suit on. Jeremy Corbyn would be very impressed with that suit, let me say that straight away.
I've had several comments along those lines, but against the blue one or the red one.
Couldn't resist that one, sorry.
Whatever other ones were in the wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a talking point, isn't it?
You know, red, stands out.
A red tie with little white spots and a red suit. That's unusual. So, you know, people are going to discuss it, probably.
You don't see many.
You don't see many. So, here we are. We're talking about the new edition of the Brentwood Gazette, which is out first thing tomorrow morning. Pupils clog the pavements as vital footpath is closed off. Sort of has echoes on a sort of a lower scale of what's happening in Europe at the moment with the refugees,
in some ways, based on that headline, looking through the select few proof pages that we've come with us today.
Yes.
It's
just around the corner, of course, Sawyer's Hall Lane, isn't it? It's near the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So there you go. You said the next part of the story. Yes, it's all about Sawyer's Hall Lane, and for those who might not know it. It's got six educational establishments down there. Five of them are schools, and then there's a further education centre as well. Grove House School, which is a specialist school, is the latest addition to the armoury of Sawyer's Hall Lane. There's another one down there now. And at this sort of time, pretty much, 3:15, school rush time, it's always busy. So regardless of what time of the year you're talking, it's always busy. It's a pick-up point, it's a drop-off point, it's a cut-through to avoid Wilson's Corner, it's everything, but it's a narrow road.
So are we talking about traffic here, or are we talking about just crowds of people?
This story, however, is talking about people on the pavements, because there was a very popular shortcut that went from Doddinghurst Road through to Sawyer's Hall Lane, which a lot of the children usually went to the schools there. But it went through the Grove House school site, and when Grove House took over, they say it's become too dangerous to have it open as a walkway through. Alas, it has been shut. In terms of the actual extra distance for the pupils to walk, it's nothing. That's not the issue here, the extra distance, because it's not a lot more.
It's just the potential danger, is it, though?
Yeah, it's the sheer volume of pupils that are now crammed onto the pavement, which is the alternative route. And just looking at the picture you've got in front of you there, and the picture that's in the paper tomorrow, you can see how many people are crammed onto that pavement, can't you? It's quite something.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be heading down there in person later in the week to really see what it's like as a story for next week, because it just looks like chaos. It really does.
So is there a consensus as to what should be done or what could be done to ease the problem?
There are still calls for the pathway to be reopened, the one that goes to the Grove House site. But from the impression we get, and the team who've spoken to parents and worked on the story this week, is that's probably not going to happen, because it's a relatively feasible reason for them to shut it. I don't think the argument anymore is that they should reopen it because it's stupid they've shut it. It's more so they'd like something to be done, maybe widening the pavement, maybe just something, some way of like relieving the volume of pupils that are cramming down that road.
It's a tricky one, isn't it, with that number of schools? There's not a lot you can do, I don't suppose, really. As you say, maybe widen the pavement.
And anyone who knows Sawyer's Hall Lane knows how built up it is around there. There is not a lot of moving space at all for anyone, is there? It's just...
at least it's not a main road, though, is it? You know, it might be a busy road, but it's not a main road.
Yeah, they're not going at 40 miles an hour down it, are they? They're crawling at 5-10 miles an hour during the peak times, because it doesn't move.
Yeah, so that's one of the key stories tomorrow. And here's an interesting story. Well, they're all interesting, I'm sure, but this one has an interesting headline.
They're all interesting. They're brilliant.
You wouldn't have thought this was much of a story. I'm sure you'll tell me why it is a good story in a moment. Lost teddy spotted in charity bag back home.
It's one of those things you see on a sales bill outside a newsagent and think, what on earth is this?
What on earth is this? Yeah. Lost teddy. Is it an old teddy?
This one is a Joe Sturdy classic, one of the reporters. He was all over this one. It's got a bit of a backstory to it, to be honest. The story goes, this time last week, we were contacted by a lady who lives just outside Brentwood, and she was telling us how she was absolutely devastated that her 52-year-old teddy, she is 52, was given away to charity. Story goes, it was given to her daughter. Her daughter was having a clear out of things in her room over the summer. And this teddy bear, which had been with her all through her life, and she's had a bit of a ups and downs kind of throughout her life. It's been with her 52 years, and it was given away to a charity. She didn't realise till far too late. And this time last week, she contacted us, and she said, can we do something to try and find my teddy? She didn't have a very good picture of it. She had a kind of image that she'd mocked up onto a poster to show what it looked like. And on Thursday, Friday last week, Joe wrote the story, gave it to me, I edited it, we laid it out on a page ready to go. And we thought, right, let's see if we can find this teddy. We come back to work Monday morning. Joe has an email from said lady. Miraculously, over the weekend, nothing to do with us, actually, the teddy bear's turned up.
Is this it, the one she's holding in her hand?
The one she's holding in the picture in the paper is the actual bear in question.
Because the trouble is that teddy bears 50 years ago probably looked very similar to teddy bears that they
nowadays
manufacture today.
But somehow, this lady in Upminster saw the posters this lady was putting up, saw the social media appeal, and they've been reunited already.
What a great human interest story.
Yeah. It's a bizarre one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of gets you here, doesn't it?
We were ready to lead the way with the hunt for this bear, expecting to probably maybe give it a week. And to be fair, I don't think we really ever thought we were going to be able to reunite these two, because like you say, a bear's a bear.
Yeah.
But you know, people, the importance of soft toys can't be underestimated.
No, for a 52-year-old bear, it looks in very good nick as well. Mind you, the owner also looks in pretty good nick. She's the same age as the bear, is she?
Yeah, she's had it since she was born.
Right.
So, I wonder how many other soft toys we know will go on for 52 years.
I wonder if I've got any stuff. Yes, I have. I still have my box of Eagle comics.
How about that?
Yeah, from the 1950s. They're probably worth a bob or two.
Oh.
56, 57, 58, run about there. Big box. You're not an Eagle comic fan, are you?
No.
Right, okay. Let me know if you want to do a story on that.
There you go. It sounds like a story in the making.
Yeah.
My brother's got a blue cat.
A blue cat? Is that a Siamese?
No, it's a toy.
Oh, a toy blue cat. Okay. Because there are blue cats, aren't there? You know, ones that actually live.
Yeah.
You know, real cats that are blue.
No, anyway.
Before this gets too silly, let's move on to the next story. Owner is given permission to sell deli booze.
That's a Brentwood High Street story for us. There's a couple of quite good stories on that page, actually, which I think will be of interest to people in Brentwood. The one you just mentioned, that's about a chap who used to be in Towie, Charlie Sims, has got a deli in Brentwood High Street, he had an application put in to sell.
He's an actor, is he?
If you call them actor from Towie, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of actor.
That's the, what's the full name?
Anyways, Essex.
Yeah, sorry, I don't watch it, you can probably pick that up.
Not a fan. he's got business in Brentwood High Street and is now looking to kind of expand it and maybe serve into the evening as well.
Yeah.
We've got an alcohol licence, which he was given this time last week, onwards and upwards.
Are there many empty shops in the high street in Brentwood? I mean, I normally walk down the high street. I don't obviously go down thinking, I wonder how many empty shops there are, but I've just suddenly thought, are there many?
Limited, to be honest, compared to some
places.
Because
in South End, it's not too good in South End.
If you walk down from here towards the Ongar Road, you'll pass one on the right-hand side, another one just before you get to the high street, the other side of William Hunter Way.
Yeah.
But actually in the high street, limited empty shops.
You'd notice it, wouldn't you? Because there are hardly any shops, and the ones that are empty, I'm sure you'd notice.
Which has got to be a good thing, surely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thriving. And likewise, staying on a similar sort of theme, we've got a latest on Crosscutter coming to Herongate as well, which will mean a lot to the people who live over in that part of Brentwood, as it's the village stores has closed and it is reopening as a Crosscutter.
What will we do without all this information that you bring us every Tuesday?
There is so much more in that newspaper this week. It's a whopper.
Sure. Yeah, and there's something about Phoenix, I'm sure.
There is.
Programme schedule. And do you know what else? Is there anything else this week apart from the programme schedule? Or normally something else?
Yeah, there definitely is. I meant to bring the page with me as well. I'll bring it next week.
Okay. And on the same page, I must mention this as well, on the same page as this guy from Towie, is information about the Hopefield Animal Sanctuary Dog Show and Fun Day. I always like to give them a plug.
That's the weekend, isn't it? I believe.
Yeah, it's coming.
Correct me if I'm
it's
wrong.
Coming up on Sunday.
I thought it was.
And it's £5 for adults and £4 for children.
It's a busy weekend, this, actually. There's quite a lot of... It's one of those weekends, I think, almost end of the summer, isn't it? A lot of the outdoor kind of events and attractions are realising they're probably limited in their weeks to be able to actually have a dry weekend.
Yeah, maybe.
So there's a fair few we've seen.
They do work very hard there. They're always organising something or other at Hopefield. They do work extremely hard, and of course it's a great cause as well.
And we always send a photographer down there because the pictures are always brilliant.
Yeah.
They always get a huge crowd in, regardless whether it's Reptile Day, whether it's a dog show.
350 different animals to have a look at. It's time for me to pay another visit. There is a story about me paying an unscheduled visit to Hopefield, which I won't go into now because it would take forever to tell you about it. Another time.
Man of mystery.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not actually that fascinating, really, but it would just take a few minutes to talk about it. And we've been jabbering away for quite a while now. So, there we go. Some of the stories in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow. It's out first thing in the morning. And it's a pound?
It's a pound. It's going to be the best pound you'll spend all week.
Yeah, because it's a fat paper, isn't it?
It's a really big paper.
And it's got all the stuff in the back about all the smaller villages in the area.
Yep, community news in there as
community
well.
Community news.
Lots of leisure, lots of property, lots of sport, lots of job adverts, yeah. Lots of everything you want, items for sale, yeah. Notices.
All put together by this fantastic, talented editor. Who I believe I've met once or twice.
And who probably needs to get some sleep now, given the time he started working on that newspaper this morning.
All right, okay. Alan, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
And I'll never be able to take my sunglasses off after having had a look at that suit for the last, how long? 10 minutes or so?
Too long.
It's actually an impressive suit, but it's just an unusual colour for a suit, isn't it?
Very bright.
Yeah.
Stands out.
It does. Yeah. How long have you had it?
End of last year, about this time last year I got it, but it didn't come out to begin with.
So you don't like going out and blending into the background? You like people to think, oh.
No, I've got some interestingly coloured ones. Yeah, this one probably is the most standout. It took a while to actually pluck up the courage to wear it into the office, because I knew it would get abused, and it did get abused.
Right.
But it's just part of the furniture now.
All part of the rich tapestry of life, isn't it, really?
Exactly.